We continue our learning in Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We are in Nazir, Perakei Mishnah Aleph. Now, by way of introduction, we remind ourselves that if a person takes a neder, expresses whatever it may be, is mevate bisvas, and then says, I'm going to take this particular neder, I'm going to be a nazir, which is type of neder. If he takes his neder with the wrong kavana, it was a mistake, it was a shogeg, tos, or shkaga, that's a neder tos, and it's not chal. And we know that there are comparisons between nizirus and hektesh. Hektesh is also a type of neder. Person who makdish something, donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, that's also a type of neder. But hektesh has an interesting halacha that's unique to it, and that's what we call tamura. Tamura is discussed in Parshas Bichukosai. This is where a person, let's say, has an animal that was designated as hektesh, animal A. And he changes his mind and says, you know what, I'd rather just eat that animal. I don't want to bring that as a korban. I'm going to transfer the kedusha of that animal to animal B. So the halacha is, and the Torah says, you're not allowed to do that. Lo yimirenu, lo yachali, fenev lo yomiro, so tov v'ra'u rabba tov. You know, a good animal for a bad animal for a good animal. V'hayahu usumura, so yeah, kodesh. What ends up happening is that the new animal, animal B, is kadosh, but animal A remains kadosh as well. So here, that concept of tamura applies based on the pasuk yihyeh kodesh. The pasuk says, you know, uses the word yihyeh, and the Gemara learns yihyeh teaches us that shogeg is like mazid with respect to the laws of tamura as well. So let's say, for example, a person wasn't supposed to say this, but he ended up doing it anyway. He says, you know, this animal should be the tamura. A person is thinking, rather, you know, harei behemazu tamuras ola. You know, he meant to say that this animal should be the tumor of an ola, but what came out of his mouth by mistake was hareza tumura shlomim. This animal should be the tumor of the exchange of a shlomim, which obviously is different. An ola is going to be burnt. Shlom is going to be eaten partially. Shlomim is eaten for day, 2 days and a night in between. Very different an ola and a shlomim. He's thinking ola, but he actually said shlomim. That is a mistake. So the laws of tumura teach us from the word yehiyeh in the parsha of Pechukosai of tumura that indeed the halacha is what he had said. Zharezu tumura shlomim makes no difference that he was thinking something else. Although this, you would say this is a tos, this is an exception to the regular rules that we have. And indeed it's going to be the tumura of a shlomim, the exchange of a shlomim, and it will have the laws and the kedusha of a korban shlomim. Question is, can we apply the rules of tamura to other areas of hektesh and say that hektesh to'os hektesh? Then in general, when you make mistakes in hektesh in general, the halacha is going to be that it's going to be kadosh, and that's going to be a machlokes beishama veisil in our Mishnah, and then we'll see later on in the perek how this applies to nizirus. So we begin perekei Mishnah Aleph beishamai omrim hektesh to'os hektesh. A person made a mistake when it comes to be makdish, sanctifying something, consecrating something to the Beis HaMikdash, and says, harei zeh hektesh, but it was a mistake. So, according to Beis Shammai, nonetheless, it has the status of hektesh, and even though it was a mistake, it takes on the sanctification of whatever it may be that you consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara explains why this is. The Gemara says, because we learn techilas hektesh from sof hektesh, which means the sof hektesh is another term we use to describe tamura. Why is tamura called sof hektesh? Because what happens is the kedusha of tamura of an exchange comes from an original kedusha. You have an animal that was kadosh, and now you thought you could transfer the kedusha from animal A to animal B. So animal B is called sof hektesh. So since we know when it comes to transferring, exchanging the kedusha of one animal to another of tamura, that indeed it is effective, even when it comes to a mistake, that by sof hektesh, by tamura, so techilas hektesh, in cases where you're just being makdish something, there's no tamura involved. But it's in the category of hektesh as well. We derive from the laws of tamura that just like when it comes to tamura exchange, it works, it's effective even b'shogeg, even b'tois, even if it's a mistake. The same thing is true when it comes to hektesh in general, and that's Beis Shammai's halacha. We learn techilas hektesh from sof hektesh, and therefore hektesh tois is going to be hektesh. Ma tamura afilu b'tois, the Gemara says, av hektesh afilu b'tois. Uveisil omrim no, Eino hektesh. Hektesh Tos a mistake, and Hektesh is not Hektesh. According to Beis Hillel, we don't derive regular Hektesh from Temura. We don't learn a Tchilas Hektesh from Sof Hektesh. Why? Because they're very different. Temura, how does that work? The Kedusha of Animal B comes from the Koach, from the power of the Hektesh that you have in Animal A, that you are Makdish properly. And therefore, Temura now can take hold as well. Kedusha can take hold even as a mistake. But when I mean Makdish something to begin with, where there's no Kedusha at all, if there was a mistake involved, so then the Beis Hillel says that can't be Hektesh if it's going to be a mistake. And Mitzvah gives an example. Ketzad, what's this case that we're talking about? Give an example of a Hektesh Tos where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue. Amar, a person says he's Makdish. What does he say? Shor Shachor Sheyetze Mi Beisi Rishon Hare Hu Hektesh. It reminds us of a Yiftach a little bit. Person says that the Shor Shachor, this black ox that leaves my house first, is going to be Hektesh. And what happened? The Yatza Lavon. And a white one came out. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says Hektesh, even though it was a mistake. Beis Hillel Omrim, Eino Hektesh. Beis Hillel says it's not Hektesh. Now, the Gemara explains in the end that you have to understand the particular scenario here. We're speaking about a case where the person who was Makdish, his animal, has only one black ox. And therefore, you can't explain, he says, Ashur Shachur Sheyetzei Mibesi Rishon. Oh, maybe he means the first black ox out of the many black oxen that I have, that's going to be Hektesh. You can't explain that that way because he only has one black ox. He must have had Kavana, therefore, to be Makdish whatever animal that comes first. So it doesn't really mean Shor Shachor Sheyetzei Mibesi Rishon, the first black ox that I have. Rather, he meant Shor Shachor Sheyetzei Mibesi Rishon. It really meant Shor Sheyetzei Mibesi Rishon, the first ox that walks out of my house, because he only has one black ox. So why do you mention Shor Shachor? Because this is only a mistake. Because he figured, I know it's the black ox that usually likes to walk out first, let's say. The Shor Shachor that leaves my house first, that's going to be Hektesh. But it doesn't mean the first of the black oxen. So here, thinking that the Shor Shachor is going to come out first, and that's what he had in mind. And what happened? The Yatza Lavan, this is the Machlokes. Beishami Omim Hektesh, the Shor Lavan, the white one that walks out first, is going to be Hektesh. Even though it was a mistake, he was thinking that the Shachor animal, that one black ox he had, is going to walk out first. Since in the end of the day, he was Makdish in his Neder, the Shor Rishon, the Hektesh is going to be Chal on the Shor that walked out first, which is the white one, even though it was the white one. He didn't have that one in mind, because Hektesh Tos is Hektesh. Ubeis Elohim may know Hektesh, since he said Shachor, he obviously had in mind to be Makdish only the Shor Shachor, that comes out first, and the fact that a white one came out, it's not Hektesh, because Hektesh Tos is Eino Hektesh. Perakei Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We're going to discuss Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and speaking about something else. Our discussion before was regarding an animal, a person's Makdish Ashur, which is Ro'i to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore that's a Kedusha Saguf. Our Mishnah is going to discuss Kedushas Damim, where we're speaking about monies, where something has, this doesn't have Kedusha's inherent Kedusha, but rather it's monies that's going to be given to Hektesh. So Dinar Zahav, Sheyale Biyadi Rishon, Harehu Hektesh, Va'Allah Shel Kesef. If you have a person who says, the first golden coin that comes into my hand is going to be Kadosh Hektesh, I'll give it to the Beis HaMikdash. And lo and behold, what comes up in his hand, he has a dinar, a coin, a azuz, which is kesef, which is silver, and not a dinar zahav, which he mentioned in his neder. So this is Hektesh Tos. So Beis Shammai Omrim Hektesh, he says that dinar kesef that came into his hand first, that's Hektesh. Why? Because he really had kavana to be Makdish any dinar that comes into hand first. He just thought that the golden coin was going to come into his hand first. He thought that that was right on the shelf where he was putting his hand. And therefore, Hektesh Tos is going to be Hektesh. Uveis Hillel Omrim, Eino Hektesh. Really had in mind to be Makdish a dinar zahav. That's what he wanted. And therefore, that came into his hand first. That's what he wanted. He wanted to pick up a golden coin that comes in his hand first. Ah, the fact that a dinar kesef comes into his head, he didn't want to be makdish a dinar kesef, and therefore it's not hektish. Same thing the Mishnah continues. Chavis shel yain shetale biyodi rishona, hare hi hektish, va'osal shel shemen, the first, the barrel of wine, the first barrel of wine that comes to my hand first, that's going to be hektish. And what happens? He ends up picking up a barrel of oil. So this is hektish tos, beshame omim hektish, the barrel of oil that came to his hand versus hektish, because hektish tos is hektish, and beisil omim ain't no hektish, it's not hektish. Why? Because hektish tos ain't no hektish. Gemara says, even though a big chiddush here, even though the general rule is that when it comes to hektish, that ha makdish be'en yafe makdish, when you makdish something, you have an ein yafe, you have a good eye. The assumption is you want to give the better item. That's what we assume. We have omedas. We appraise, we assess a person's kavana, that he wants to give that which is best. Nevertheless, so when it comes to hektesh tos, it doesn't matter what it is that he ends up giving. Meaning, whether he thought betos that this would come first, the nicer one would come first, or he thought that the ra, the one that's not as nice, will come first, Basil holds hektesh tos eno hektesh. It's not like we would say, well, I understand why Basil holds hektesh tos eno hektesh. That would be true when it comes to if the item that was inferior came to his hand. But by hektesh, since we say hamaktesh ben yafa maktesh, maybe Basil would agree, would admit that hektesh tos is hektesh if what ends up coming into his hand is the better item. Let's say, for example, the wine, which is, let's say, more expensive than the oil, for argument's sake. Maybe we'd say there he would agree hektesh tos is hektesh. The answer is no. Basilos hektesh tos is not hektesh, regardless of whether what came into his hand was superior than what he had in mind or inferior than what he had in mind.